a place where we take risks and we try new things. So I said to the Lord, okay, I'll just wait, and then I'll see if you have an idea that you share with me that I think maybe you want to share with everyone else. So I spent most of my life wanting to hear God and having most people tell me that that wasn't possible. That's how I grew up. But I later realized, because my mama knew that God talks all the time, all through the Bible, and she knew that God talks today, and so she encouraged me to keep wanting to hear God. And it was when I heard a man named Graham Cook that I started to like just totally bawl. That means cry. Because I could tell that he was a guy who talked to God. And he was a guy who heard God. And I knew that if he could have that kind of relationship, so could I. And so, So this is a totally random story that I had never thought of. Okay, so here's one of the times that God talked to me. I was living in an apartment by myself in Abilene, Kansas, home of the Greyhound Hall of Fame, and also the Eisenhower Museum, just in case you didn't know. And I was living in a little house all by myself, and I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden I heard all the windows in my house crashing, like breaking. And I grabbed my phone that was next to my bed, pushed myself into like my closet, and called what? 911. I called 911 and I said, somebody is breaking into my house and you need to come and help me right away. And they're like, well, ma'am, you know, we'll send somebody over. And I'm like, right now you need some, you know, because like all the windows in my house, I felt like were breaking. And as I'm sitting in the closet, I felt the Lord sitting next to me. And he just called me right down. And he said, it's okay. And it's not your house that's being broken into. It's the house next door. Now I'm in my closet. So I really don't know what's happening, but this is what I felt like God said to me. Now, I didn't hear a voice. I just kind of had this thought happen in my head. And I went, well, you know, that'll either be true or not true, right? Because I don't know. That's how hearing from God kind of is. You just kind of get to find out. Has anybody ever had a miscommunication with a friend? And did you never talk to that friend again because you had a miscommunication? No, you went, hey, I'm sorry, I miscommunicated. Anybody have a miscommunication with a family member? Right? And do we go, I will never talk to you again because I got that wrong? Of course not. What we do is we go, hey, let's get better at communicating. Let's try this more. Have I ever miscommunicated with you?
Never.
I didn't. Yeah. I was pretty much sure I hadn't. You?
All the time.
Yeah. He's my functional mute, just in case you didn't know. Like, so he is like his looks and his gestures are the best communication. And then, like I said, and then comes the word. I love you so much. I love being in this adventure with you. So I'm in my closet and the glass is breaking and they finally send over a policeman. And the policeman is driving up and down the street. He goes, I don't see anything. I don't see anything. I think we'll go. I'm like, what police is this? I thought when you dialed 911, they like had to come in your house. And so she goes, no, I think they're gonna go. And I'm like, no, they're not. And so I took my phone. Anybody have a phone cord that's like used to when you had corded phones? Super, super long. I went down my stairs and out the front door with my corded phone.
What?
Yes, right? And I said to the policeman, you need to come in my house. We need to find out what's going on. And then we heard this rustling in the side yard, and it was a guy in the side yard of the house. And he like had fallen over and couldn't get up. And he's the one who had broken the windows, but it wasn't my windows. It was the windows in the house next door. So I said to the police officer, maybe you ought to go get him. Go get the guy. And he sat in his car and he goes, huh, I think I'll go get him. And he pulled over, and he went and got the guy. So, oddly, of all the stories that I had to share, that's the story I felt like the Lord led me in this moment to share, which was, sometimes when you find yourself, you know, in a closet late at night, God wants to talk to you and kind of give you just a little bit of calm, a little bit of reassurance, a little bit of peace about something that's going on. And how many of us have a situation in our life where we feel right now that all the windows are breaking? There's something going on where we're like, hey, this is, I'm feeling a little panicked right now. So we're going to pray for you to receive a spirit of wisdom and understanding, or a vision or a dream, or some way that God wants to communicate to you in your closet. Ready? We'll do it right now. Lord, I thank you that you love to talk to us. I thank you. Oh, I thank you that you love, love, love to share with us what you're doing with us in our lives. And you love to sit in our closets with us, and you love to tell us what's really going on. So, Father, I ask that you would release a spirit of wisdom and revelation. I ask that your angelic host would be released. I ask that dreams and visions would be released, and that friendships and even people here, where we would speak into each other's life and we would be able to connect with what it is that you're doing in our difficult circumstance. I thank you, Lord, that you always want us to know. You always want us to know what you're doing in our difficult circumstance so that we can live our life with you. Amen. All right, kids are released with Miss. Yep. Yes. What?
She has a bubble inside. Whoa!
Are you kidding me? How do you do two bubbles? One bubble inside of another bubble?
She said four bubbles.
Four? Okay, okay. Seriously, an overachiever. All right. Kids are going to go with Miss Christy and Miss Jill. Everybody under 10.
Or thereabouts.
Everybody 10 or thereabouts. We are going to, hang on, let me look at my schedule. 5:35.
Is it okay going?
Okay. Oh, hang on. Oh, will you go tell Jill actually it's only going to be 5:30? Would someone run tell Miss Jill 5:30? Because we got to end then. Okay, so I didn't do very good on my time management. I'm working on it. Things always take longer than I think. Yeah.
So we're running on time. So what we would do, and then have you guys take a bubble. So we're going to do we would do at this point in time a tiny bit more content for adults. That's what we would typically do at this time. But because we're running short on time, what we're going to do, so if you have extras, just hold them up and we'll pass them around more. Thanks. Grab a pin in your bucket if you would. And we're going to go straight to our feedback and our family focus group, and then we'll see where we're at on time, okay? Last week, everyone kind of shared in our group what they wanted in a church, which you will find taking up the bulk.
The top.
Right?
So what we would love to do is give you a chance to reflect on what is most important to you in a church, because this is part of our feedback, that the reason why you guys are participating in a focus group, in case you didn't know, in case you were invited by your spouse and you had no idea why you're here. Here's why. We are looking to do something that we've never really seen done before, which is a multi-generational service. And we're going to try some that are more fun-oriented and less content. We're going to try some that are a little bit more content and a little less fun. We're just going to try some different things. We're going to try kids sitting with adults, which is what we did tonight. Kids sitting with sitting with their family members, with parents. And then we're actually going to try, hopefully, two nights where we have adults back behind and kids at tables with leaders at those tables. Because what we want to do is learn how to do this really well. And we're really excited about having multi-generations and multi-bubbles. Like, seriously, Julie, you're like throwing my brain apart with those bubbles.
I think it's the next one.
I know, right? I had no idea. Like, this is like, this is like could be an Olympic sport. So, right?
So, the whole section at the top that's called I Want Most in a Church, you can rate each one of those from a 1 low to 5 high. You can make them all 1s. You can make them all 5s. And at the bottom, there's a couple of other categories. You can put in whatever you want.
Does anybody have an extra?
We should have tons extra.
Yeah. Are there any extras on tables? I'll let you just just take a moment and think, and then we'll talk. And please, one of you, if you have your spouse here, please, one of you fill out the name and names of your kids. And if you're willing to, it's optional, but if you're willing to.
Line 3 is not wrong. Name, birthday of children. You need like 4 lines.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the entire back side.
For those who are overachievers.
For those of you who put the best of us to shame.
Seriously, I know, we're totally not holding up our weight. An incredible list of things people want in a church.
This isn't our list. This is what everybody came up with last week.
When I was in television and you had to run to the restroom and you were still mic'd up, you really only went one time to the restroom without turning on your mic, and after that, you always remembered. Turn off the mic. Okay, about 30 seconds. What we'd like you to do is move to the second section and kind of rate what you thought of today. So today was a high fun experience, which was a lot of interaction, a lot of parent and child interaction. Some of you may love it, some of you may hate it. We want to hear about that.
There's a place for other thoughts down there.
And a place for other thoughts. So while you're writing your thing, how many of you would like to make a comment? We'd love to hear your comment on tonight. What did you like? What did you wish was different? That's what we want to hear from you. So, like, you can look up and talk to us. Jump in. Yes. You didn't answer the question. We just want to hear from you. What did you like tonight? What did you wish was different? Yes, Jules. Okay. Other thoughts? Yeah.
I thought the easels were genius.
Yeah. Oh.
You're the best, Lindsay.
I thought they weren't as much as a disaster as they could have been. The easels could have been a disaster.
There is some good art on there. They're taking it seriously.
Yep.
They were taking it seriously. It was really fun. I liked when I saw parents and kids, or parents and another adult, or I'm sorry, kids and another adult, like doing it together. I thought that was fun. Other thoughts on tonight?
I liked the game.
Did you? Thank you. One of the things that we were hoping to accomplish is to get kids used to using a cell phone or technology with scripture and looking things up. We thought that that might be a great bridge for other family experiences, like mom, dot, 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 or dad, and in the car, hey, let's look that up. There's an access, you know, to what scripture has to say. So we were hoping to kind of build an experience that you had that could translate into future experiences. That was one of our hopes in the game.
Why? This technology thing seems like a flash in the pan.
It's totally, I know, it'll never last.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan.
It's so funny you say that because I did just the opposite tonight. I left my phone in the car on purpose so I could identify the 1.3 level.
Yes. But you guys did it, right?
When we used the Bible.
Yeah, you used the Bible, right? Yeah. Nice. I like that. I like it a lot. Either way, yes.
Well, it's interesting because what you said right now is that I should have an app on my phone for the Bible. So.
Right. Well, and either way, the fact that we were making the Bibles available, we just wanted to go, hey, there's things that we can find. We can jump in and find it. Sometimes they hear the stories, you know, and aren't really thinking, I can access something quickly here that applies to the moment, hopefully. But that's good. That's good feedback. Thank you. Keep it low tech, high tech. That's a good note for, yeah. Okay. Other thoughts? Yeah.
The thing that I felt like God's saying to me tonight.
Yes.
This is an opportunity to be really present with your kids. And at home, I hear them, but I'm multitasking. And this is just a really, not just to be present with the Lord, but also with kids. Like, we have some good interaction time.
Yeah. That's good. We want to have one mixer every week, whatever it is, whether it's really simple or whether it's a little bit longer. So the bubblegum thing, because we're wanting to create memories of our family, not just your family, but our family. Shared experiences that are kind of unforgettable, that are just fun and really accessible. Everyone, you know, almost everyone can chew gum and attempt to blow a bubble. So we're trying to create these kind of like shared experience kinds of things. Does it have more value than that? I'm not sure that I can really say that. It does.
Well, it's yummy. It's yummy.
Yeah, right, okay. We're also wanting to make this a space where like laughter and freedom and expression is easy. So that's one of our core values, you know, is the fun of God. So, okay, what else was anyone hearing God say to them? This was, again, one of our lighter nights. We're going to try several different models. So, what other thoughts? You're all so chatty. That's what we're hoping to do. When they come back, what we'll talk about briefly is about God moments, which is when you think God's talking to you in your day. And what we're hoping to do is open up a space for you to start to have that conversation with your kids about what God's doing in their everyday. So we also will then be asking you to, or encouraging you, to ask your kids after school, you know, did you have a God moment today? Did you have a moment where you felt like God was with you, helping you, encouraging you? It's happening all the time, but sometimes we just don't recognize it. And so starting to open the door to the conversation of being aware that God is so present with us, and he's always communicating with us, and he's always loving on us. Sometimes it's just a matter of awareness. And so we're hoping that that will open up a lot of conversation throughout the week. Yeah, DJ.
I just appreciate that I just planting the seeds, especially with the younger people, that communication with God isn't just one way. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can communicate with God, and God can communicate with us, and they're all okay. Mm-hmm. And none of them is actually the right or the wrong way, and everybody has a different way.
Thank you.
So good. Thanks.
It's really good. Yes. That's so good. Thank you. Any other thoughts? Sometimes a brand new intimidating thing to me.
Yes, definitely. But just showing them that there's all kinds of stuff in there and that they can find it, and just I really like that activity to close with them.
That's so good. Thank you. Yes.
I like to get a little cat over here. I don't know if this is because we have so many kids, but I have two little ones here. So maybe I just need to come to them, but they need to go to the
cat. Marcia. But, Cassandra is amazing, by the way, and she's not just watching them, she's actually teaching them skills. I don't know if anyone knows that, but the littles are actually learned the meaning of please and thank you and wait last week, and she's like, so she's amazing, so don't feel like they're not getting something quality, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, okay. And I appreciate it too, and it just made me think, as we were talking, that it would be great to have to go home with Alyssa's scriptures, because I feel like we were kind of like rushing through it and we're giving the answer, and they weren't right, and I don't know.
Why don't we do this? We have over 30 scriptures that have different ways that God speaks to us. There aren't over 30 ways, there's over 20 ways, but there's over 30 scripture passages. What we can do is post it on the website.
Yep.
And you can access it and print it out.
Yep. I'll put it in the sermon archive.
So go to the sermon archive and then
soon.
It'll be a
maybe not file. Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
That's a really good idea. I like that. Thank you. Anybody want to go back to things you want in church and tell me what your top one or two is? I would love to hear that. You had to force yourself?
Yeah.
Because you love them all?
No, that's okay.
So good.
There's no right or wrong here. You didn't have to rank order these. Just, yeah.
Only three of them were less than five? Nice.
We should have put some bad ideas in there.
We should have. Go ahead, Amy.
Just for our family.
Yeah. No, that's great. Thanks. Yes. No, I think, yeah. Thank you. That's really good. Thanks. Anyone else? Wanna? Yeah.
I think we talked about this on the phone last week, but one was the whole family thing. I would say I've been teaching that for a long time, and then it dawned on me when we were talking that some of these gifts of the Spirit are lost gifts that are not, have, they're not being taught to our kids, or they're being taught
that
they're a negative thing, and so that's really important to me.
Thank you.
One of these days, I'll have to tell you a fragrant story.
Oh, what, about the guy?
Yeah. Probably not now. We don't have time. But
let's. Can someone, Eli? Can you run get kids for us? Yeah. Just like give them a warning, like say like 1 minute. Please head this direction. Yeah, I know. Just go ahead. I think that's so right. I think that there are some ways that the Holy Spirit likes to partner with us that haven't always been or aren't currently being practiced in the church, and or they aren't in certain churches. Because certainly around the world, I think that there's tremendous amount of operation with the Holy Spirit that's happening around the world, but not always like here in America. And so I do think it's really fun to just see how the Holy Spirit wants to partner with us to have a life that's beyond the natural. So that's so good. Thank you. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I usually come in here like tired and mentally frustrated, and I feel like every time I walk in, like everything gets left and like falls away. And I'm here, so the one about just like making sure it's God's presence, I so experience that every time I'm here, and I feel like a heart shift just by walking through the doors. And if I'm experiencing that, then my kids are too. Mm-hmm. And nothing has to be said. It's just an atmosphere.
Yes.
I'm looking for, and I feel like we create here with them.
Thank you. I really agree. Thanks. Yeah, Bianca. Oh, thank you. Yes. So good.
No, that was a miss when we were going through.
You're totally right. Yeah, that was a miss. So thanks for adding it in, because that was something someone shared and somehow we didn't get it in. All right, kids, come on in. We're not going to do snacks yet, but thank you. We will in just a moment.
Trust us.
Trust us. We're going to have snacks. But what we want to do before we end, and I know we're running just a couple minutes late, but we don't want to miss out on an opportunity to learn how to hear God. So is there someone here, let's go for an adult. Is there an adult here who would like to have some encouraging words from God today, who's willing to take a risk? I'm going to go with Miss Julie. Come on up. Would you grab a picture on the back table? And kids, I want you to pay attention to the picture that Miss Julie picks. I'm going to walk around. And what I'd like everyone to do, if you want to participate, is grab an index card in your bucket if we have any left. And I'm going to walk around and show you the picture that Miss Julie picks. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit and ask God what he might want to say to Miss Julie through this particular picture. You got it? Okay. Here's the picture that Miss Julie picked. And we're going to listen and see if God might have something he wants to say to Miss Julie through this picture. I know you're super good at this, so here it is. I love this verse. So kids, you're really good at this. Trust me. So what I want you to look at the picture and see if there's anything that jumps out at you. If there's anything that you're like, okay, here's what jumps out to me. Pick one part of the picture, whether it's a color or a feature, and write it down on your card. There's one feature of this picture that jumps out to you. Then what you're gonna do, Jules, come sit down. What you're gonna do is you're gonna ask the Lord, what does that mean? What does that color mean, or what does that feature in the picture mean? And just write it down. And guess what? This is where we get to play. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. Miss Julie is super strong. She's not gonna be hurt if you have a wrong encouraging one for her. So this is a fun. We're gonna ask kids who are not helping Miss Jill to, yeah, everyone who's helping her, great, but everyone who's not, come sit down, okay? All right, I haven't even seen the picture myself. Can I see it really quick? Okay. Who would like, you know what, let's just, we'll pray. Lord, Miss Julie wants to hear from you and be encouraged by you. And one of the ways that you love to speak to us is through friends and through pictures and through something that we like sense or feel, and sometimes even something that we smell. So I ask, Lord, that you would help us to hear something for Miss Julie that would be an encouraging word. There's nothing more exciting than when we feel like you know us and you love us and you really get us. So thank you, Lord, for the encouraging words that you want to give Miss Julie right now. Has anybody not ever done this before? Anybody not ever done this before? Fun, yay! Okay, you're totally not going to be put on the spot. You don't have to contribute, okay? So you can just sit back and watch. But if you want to contribute and you want to play, you're welcome to. First time I ever, I mean, trust me, the first time I did this in a group, I thought I was going to throw up. I was so nervous. Now the Lord's like showing up so beautifully that I don't even worry about it. Okay. So, does anybody, I'm going to ask the Lord if he wants me to get us started. He's not. Who would like to start on what they hear the Lord saying through that picture? All right, say it nice and loud. No, you can stay right where you are, just be loud.
You're jumping into God's love, like jumping into the sea.
You're jumping into God's heart.
Nice. Does that encourage you, Miss Julie? There's a little bit of tears. Okay. I love how he jumps in. Who else has a word for Miss Julie?
We still feel the peace rolling in like waves and soak it up.
That's very timely for you right now, isn't it? Okay, so when you see this reaction, just a note to self, that's the Holy Spirit speaking those words directly into our hearts. Doesn't always have to look like this, but sometimes it does. Okay, Bianca.
God says, human peers have a beginning and an end, but mine does not.
That's very, very specific to right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This one's Jakari's. The Lord is helping her brain with her feelings.
Oh, shoot! Uh-huh. Okay, Miss DJ.
There's something good at the end. You're on the right path. Keep going. Stay on the dive. Keep moving. Don't jump.
Good. God says, don't be afraid.
Okay. Go ahead. I love people jumping in who've never done it.
Mine's just relax.
Good. Thank you.
So, as the waves is the Lord's peace, and you are the sand, there's a transformation happening with the waves. Once it hits the sand, it's the foam. So I think there's going to be the waves are going to transform you.
The waves of peace are a transforming experience.
Flow with God like fish flow with the water of the ocean.
That's so crazy. You guys don't know, so it's amazing. Go ahead, Dan.
Relax. You are loved and you need to believe it, especially when you are physically alone.
That's good. Go ahead, Ms. Lynn.
So you feel like you're being pulled out into deep waters and it feels really overwhelming. But then you realize that you're being called to stand on him, like the pier, and that you're standing above the deep waters. So it's deep water, but you're above it, on him.
Mm-hmm. At the top of the picture, the sky is getting darker, and just the deep blue of the sky is just representing the vastness of God's love and knowledge of you and everything that is going on, whatever that may be, but everything's perfectly in place, and his thoughts for you are endless, and his vastness is beautiful, and it's all for you, and then there's a lot of mystery for you. If you were to look, you can't, there's so much mystery in the sky and the depths that it goes, but he knows every single star and every single thing is perfectly aligned and in place, and he's, you know, I just feel like there's a word of comfort there for you, that there's really nothing that is a mystery to him. He's just focused on your heart and your mind.
Are there any children who wanted to share? Yes, you had one, Stella? Okay.
So jump from the top.
Hold on 1 second. Thank you. Okay.
Jump from the top of the bridge and not the bottom so you can go deeper and understand more.
Okay. So, Ms. Julie, do you want to just take a moment, because we're running a little bit late, and just share what this meant to you?
It's overwhelming because of the fact that I have felt way overwhelmed with everything that I'm having to deal with this week. Most of you guys, or some of you guys know, my father was put into hospice about 2 weeks ago. And I also had one of my young youth members overdose. So I was at a memorial yesterday. But I am in the place of having to prepare for my father's transition to heaven. And it's exciting, but it's scary. And the words that you guys shared were just like spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them.
Yeah.
And yeah. I am exhausted, but now I'm overwhelmed with his love because you guys listen to what he had to say. And I thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you. That is the simple, that's prophecy. Words of encouragement, words to exhort us, to build us up in God's intentional care. Isn't that fun? That's just how simple it is. If you want to practice this, we're going to release. Kids may play. We have a few games that we will place. Where are we placing?
Can I say?
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't get to finish.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So,
please, Jill.
And adults, too, if you want to play, we have a really fun game over
yes.
there.
Okay, say.
That's an experience of the senses, and it's called What the Heck Is This? So you can come play, and I'll be over there.
And she'll be over there. And so it's kind of like getting in touch with how God speaks to us through
well,
senses.
It's not,
it's just fun.
It's just a fun game,
of senses.
Smell, and touch.
Fun. So there's a fun game over here for those of you who like. We do have goodies over here. We'd like everyone to keep the food where?
In
your mouth. Thank you. Yes, in your mouth.
That was correct.
On your plate and in this room.
In this room.
And we'd also like no kids to be running outside the building, so parents, please do the best you can. We do have Mr. Sandra. She will help supervise kids, but please, parents, be aware of where your kids are and their safety. We also have a tithing bucket, because apparently our box is missing. So we have a tithing bucket in the back for those of you who would like to give. And we also have, how many of you kids love to cook or love to bake or prep something? So look at your parent and say, I want to contribute next week to food at Desert Outpouring. So mom, dad, please take me so that I can sign up for a savory or sweet treat. And you will see Miss Jocelyn in the back. And if you would like to contribute, you may sign up for a goodie next week or the following week. And also, very quickly, those of you who are comfortable giving an encouraging word to somebody else, raise your hand. If you're comfortable giving an encouraging word to somebody else, raise your hand. Okay? If you're comfortable giving an encouraging word, raise your hand. That means anyone else who wants an encouraging word, you may get a card off the back table, go to somebody and say, would you give me an encouraging word from this picture? Because we get to practice and play. Kids, I want you to practice and play. Go grab a card, walk to an adult and say, I'd like to give you an encouraging word. All right, so take a chance, take a risk, do something fun. If it's not a good word and it doesn't encourage you, go get someone else to give you a word. It's just that simple. And if you would, please put your cards back on the table so that we can use them again in the future. And for those adults who did our focus group survey, please bring those up to the table and put them up on the table for us so that we can take advantage of your feedback, please. And we'll see you same time, same place next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
Okay, let's close
drinks.
A prayer. Hang on. Close a prayer.
Hold on.
Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you are talking to us constantly. Thank you that there isn't a moment of our day that you aren't literally living and breathing it with us. Thank you, Lord, that we began not on this earth, but we began in your imagination. And you thought of every single person in this room, and the idea of them was so good that you had to make each and every one of us real. Lord, help us to come into a greater understanding of how you see us. Help us, Lord, to come into a greater understanding of how you see our life. And may all of us, may all of you, be the salt and the light and the goodness and the peace and the joy of God as you go out into your week this week. Amen.
Amen.